This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you thought Italy beating England in the Euro 2020 final this past weekend was Brexit's final indignity to be visited on the English people, well, indignity though it was by no means the last. The European Union, it turns out, has turned its eye toward film and television, attention that might wind up with the EU cutting how much British content can appear on TV and streaming services within the 27 European Union countries. For the Europeans, apparently it's a cultural thing. For the Brits, it's a $670 million a year market thing. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
The Brits have been lording it over European TV for decades. Shows like Downton Abbey have won huge audiences on the continent, along with the latest major hit, The Crown.
My name is Elizabeth.
And long live Queen Elizabeth.
But are the Brits about to be dethroned? The cultural dominance of British television in continental Europe is under attack.
It's not only a question of culture, it is also a question of economy.
Jérôme Duchesne, who speaks for French TV producers. Under EU rules, more than 50% of TV airtime must be filled with European content, 30% for the streamers like Amazon and Netflix. British TV shows are not subject to those quotas because they're still defined as European. That no longer makes sense, says Duchesne.
European Union is protecting by rules its industry. Is it normal that after the Brexit, UK works can benefit from this protection? I don't think so.
Brexit changes everything, agrees Juliette Puissard, another French audiovisual representative. Outside the EU, she says, the Brits are now free to act unilaterally and pose an even bigger competitive threat.
Some tax relief could be created and could lead to an unfair competition.
Already, she says, there are signs that the Brits have big ambitions for their audiovisual industry.
Because Boris Johnson has said quite clearly that his intent was to create a Hollywood on Thames.
Puissard and Duchesne fear that continental European producers will be further squeezed in their own home market. But Max Rumney, a British screen sector representative, says there's no case for restricting UK content.
To say that European audiences need protecting against it is, you know, flying in the face of what audiences want to watch.
And on the continent, they want to watch a huge range of British TV shows, from the sublime to the, well, not so sublime, like the 1970s sitcom On the Buses, for example.
Look, I can't drive a bus on an empty stomach.
You can't drive a bus at all, mate, can you?
It's apparently a hit in Lithuania, while the preschool children's cartoon Peppa Pig...
I'm Peppa Pig.
...is highly popular in France. But these shows are exclusively British. Juliette Puissard would like to see the quota applied only to the growing number of Anglo-American productions, which may look British but have the enormous benefit of US financial backing. The Crown, one of the most expensive TV series in history, was an Anglo-American show.
We want a regulation whereby a UK film, when it is considered as European, is a real UK film and not an American film.
Like The Crown, for example.
Yes.
And as for the suggestion that any attempt to curb the sale of UK TV shows in the EU would be payback for Brexit, she denies it.
We don't want to punish the Brits, you know. That's not the idea at all.
But none of this would be happening without Brexit, and as one turbulent encounter in The Crown between Prince Charles and Princess Diana underlined...
Not the woman you married!
I refuse to be blamed any longer for this grotesque misalliance! I wash my hands of it!
Divorce can be messy. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.